is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Guardian Radio AM, Guardian 6.9 Radio. This is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Yesterday, I was deliberating on what topic to hash out. And today, I got, at least last night, I got several emails and said, man, why didn't you touch junk new? I said, I give you the option to choose junk new or to talk about something else. And we decided to talk about something else. And of course, people said, no, you're the only one talking about junkanoo in terms of hashing it out. And I said, I'm not a junkanoo, though. Let the junkanoos come on and hash it out. Then today I saw Michael Pintad talk about junkanoo. And I said, okay, look like I got to talk junkanoo. So today, I'm not going to talk specific junkanoo. I'm going to do an analysis on a letter. A letter written by the JCNP. So you hear me now? Call all the JCNP leaders, all the people who are in the organization, the group leaders, let them know C.A. Nuri doing it again. And he's going to analyze what they put out, not me, what they put out. I'm going to read it paragraph by paragraph and then opine on it, right? But guess what? It was only four more good days before the JCNP decides that if the government does not respond to them in four more good days, they plan to have their own junkanoo. No, seven good days letter. Remember I got a letter from Monday? There's now Thursday. Count it. Thursday. Monday's day one. Day one. What's 7 days? That's Monday. Next week, Monday.
But does the first day start on the dusk of the Monday?
The first day
starts. Or the dawn of the Tuesday.
It starts on when they issue the letter to the minister. The minister gets it Monday. I got it Monday morning. The minister gets it Monday afternoon.
So Tuesday is the first day.
Tuesday is the second day. When God created it? On the first day. The first day didn't start the Tuesday or the Monday. It started that same day he created. So Monday coming, it could be seven good days pass. And when Monday come afternoon time, the JCNP will make a decision. They can make this decision whether they're going to conform to the ministry, whether the ministry is going to conform to them, or they're going to have their own separate junkanoo parade on the same day of Boxing Day and New Year's Day as the
2027 day.
No. This junkanoo. That's where we can get. Go to the letter. Go get your phone. Where's your phone? I just sent you the letter so you can. People like your voice. Yeah, they like your voice. They say I stutter when I read, but I can have you read it. I could do the interpretation. You don't even do the mime thing. I do my part. You do your part. You do the reading. I know you get emotional sometimes too, so I can let you opine in the beginning. First of all, don't start off. You notice that the JCNP have two logos?
I was about to ask you if you're sure this isn't fake news.
It could be fake
news. Because I like the new logo better.
But I don't know which logo, but they do use the logos interchangeably, it seems. So any one of the logos they can use. Let me say that few people realize that the JCNP has two logos. You check their social media page handle, you see they have one colorful kaleidoscope.
It
look like junkanoo. And if you go to the letter to the minister, it had one round circle one. A little plainish, but junkanoo-ish also. You get my letter up yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start. For those who didn't get the letter, like how I got the letter, how I get things, I have an inbox. I'm going to make sure you have access to the letter. I'm going to even find a reader now who can read it smoothly so you can absorb it. You call about the letter. We can go paragraph by paragraph. So when you feel like you have the gumption to call, when you realize what the paragraph's saying, call. And I can stop Aaron in between reading so you can enjoy what's happening too. But without further ado, this is MP of the Bahamas. They're writing it to the Minister of Culture.
No, they did. JCNP or the NP?
of New Providence, eh? In the Bahamas. Oh, you did mention that, of New Providence. We're going to have Aaron Stadler from beginning the date, because with 7 good days they gave the government. And I want you to understand, this is day 4. There's only 4 more days left. Now, let's go. Go ahead, Aaron.
6th of October, 2025.
The serious businesswoman.
Dear Minister Boleg.
Yes, go ahead.
Read 2025 Boxing Day Junkanoo Parade and 2026 New Year's Day Parade.
I got you paused there. They're talking about the parade coming up. Go ahead.
I write further to my letter of 27 December 2025, to which you have not formally responded. Your continued lack of engagement with the Junkanoo Corporation of New Providence Limited, despite your voluminous public commentary on Junkanoo, is deeply concerning and suggestive of an intention to dismiss and guard the JCNP without any notice to us.
Remember, they're writing this letter to a cabinet minister of the Bahamas.
Hold on. The JCNP saw the proposed legislation?
We ain't reaching that.
Hold on. No, but we right there.
He said he responded to the letter.
And discard the JCNP without any notice to us. And I'm asking if the disseminated that would restructure the space and relocate the JCNP in the Junkanoo environment, was that not notice?
I don't know.
Okay, that's all. That's all.
Continue.
We continue with the letter. I hasten to remind you, however, that the JCNP and the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, the ministry, have been engaged in a partnership with respect to the organization, management, and administration of the annual Boxing Day Junkanoo Parade and New Year's Day Junkanoo Parade on the island of New Providence for more than 2 decades.
Do you know that there was a partnership between the JCNP and the government? Because at one point in time, I thought it was a private entity. But now we concluded that there is a partnership with government and the JCNP.
You mean like how the government initiates an entity?
We can get there.
And then works with the entity it initiated?
I'm just saying there's a partnership.
Because it's a similar, I know, I just wanted to bring in an analogy. It's like how we say, like, we were created by the crown, but we say we're independent, but they gave us our independence. Just an example.
Because finish read, it's a partnership.
In this regard, despite your repeated public commentary that there is no, quote, agreement, close quotes, between the JCNP and the ministry, I have been advised, and I verily believe, that the courts of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas recognize relationship between partners is not purely contractual.
What does that mean? What are you trying to tell the government?
Call Brave Davis. Only Brave Davis could understand what that say. That ain't what they said in the thing at PIA.
Go ahead.
Only Brave Davis could understand the beat.
Or the drum.
Of politics.
Go ahead.
Indeed, partners owe each other duties, including the duty to act in good faith, which are not purely contractual, but are imposed by law.
So they acknowledge that it may not be a contract, but they have a partnership. And that because they have a partnership and not a contract, they are both obligated in some way. Okay, go ahead.
No, it says, which are not purely contractual, but are imposed by law.
He's saying that there's no contract. That's why he mentioned that. But despite there not being a contract, he's saying that they are bound by law because they have a partnership, an agreement.
Oh, I thought that was saying that the rule of law is good when it protects us.
That too could be true.
There's nowhere in there with the words rule in law, so obviously I just speculating. Mm-hmm. Notwithstanding the foregoing, recent events have necessitated that I write to you once again to communicate the position of the JCNP. We note and advise the following. I just want to stick a pin here. You know, after reading that,
Continue reading.
1. Poll taken for 2025. Okay. On the 1st of October 2025, the ministry issued a press statement wherein it indicated that on Saturday, the 27th of September 2025, Junkanoo Groups conducted a poll regarding the management of the upcoming parades. The press statement further noted 19 groups expressed their support for the National Junkanoo Committee to manage the parades, while 2 groups voted otherwise. The ministry thanks the groups for their confidence and will proceed in the direction they have indicated, guided by the mandate they have given the NJC. Emphasis applied.
Conclusion. The government has concluded that they're not working with the JCNP no more. They move on to the NJC. Full stop. That's the conclusion. That's where we are at this present time. And the JCNP is referencing that. And you're doing commentary on that now. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Astonishingly, this poll was conducted without including every Junkanoo group on the island of New Providence. I advised, and I verily believe, that several long-standing and well-established groups, including but not limited to One Family Junkanoo and Community Organization and Roots Junkanoo Group, were not even invited to attend the meeting, much less participate in the poll. Beyond the question as to who conducted the poll, it remains a mystery as to who called this meeting among only select Junkanoo groups and for what purpose was it convened. So, hold on. If you don't know who called the meeting, why are you rowing the government?
Because they have there's impact, implications because of the meeting. And they said some of them...
No, but I'm saying if you don't know who called the meeting...
Repeat the two groups that they referenced who were not invited.
Including but not limited to One Family Junkanoo and Community Organization and Roots Junkanoo Group.
So far we know they referenced two.
Well,
even though they said not limited, they could have mentioned more, but yes. They decided to mention only two for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
For a reason. So if it was Saxon, you think it was going to mention Saxons?
Yeah.
If it was One Family, you think it's going to mention One Family?
I mean, it was One Family. They did mention them.
Read the two names.
One Family, Junkanoo, and Community Organization.
So Saxons was involved. Yeah.
Okay, if it was a Valley.
It was a Valley, yes. Everyone else except these two. Go ahead, continue reading.
All right.
Carla, give us some time, Carla. I see you. But you might as well hang up for a while and tell Aaron get through at least the majority of this.
Nevertheless, it is alarming to say the least, that the ministry would make such a crucial decision about the upcoming parades in New Providence without receiving feedback from all groups.
Okay.
Yet, hypocritically, the press statement concludes by stating, quote, the ministry looks forward to working with all Junkanoo stakeholders, close quotes. It's one thing I know about war, Mr. Newry.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start a war, there's no calling the protocol officer, you know.
Yeah, but I appreciate, not saying I agree with it, but I appreciate what they're saying. They wanted all people to be involved. So I'll give him that and say, man, not everybody was involved. Go ahead. I'll give it to him. Let's go ahead. I need you to read, woman. People listening.
It is the JCNP's position that the poll conducted was manifestly unfair and unrepresentative of the will and intent of all Junkanoo groups on the island of New Providence. Further, and in any event, please be advised that as of the 1st of June 2025, the JCNP had 22 registered Junkanoo groups for the upcoming parades. The groups that remain aligned with the JCNP and its mandate include Division A, Shell Saxon Superstars Junkanoo Group, One Family Junkanoo and Community Organization, Roots Junkanoo Group, and the world famous... You read the rest of it.
No, you got to read the rest of it.
No, so I can't because the court say they...
You mention it. We could read it and then you comment.
This letter says, and the world famous Valley Boys Junkanoo Group, Division B, Colors Entertainment and Junkanoo Organization, Redland Soldiers Junkanoo Group, Mighty Eagles Junkanoo Organization, and Fox Hill Congos Junkanoo Group, Division B... Both individual associations, NIJA and BIJA.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's Nassau Independent, mm-hmm. Junkanoo, whatever. As for the remaining registered groups, six in observer status, but the JCNP, due to their failure to meet the qualifying standards in past parades or make an appearance in past parades, we list them as follows. This is such an entertaining letter.
The issue here is... The mandate of the JCNP, they're supposed to just manage the parade. And they're not just managing the parade anymore.
Observer status due to... Producer, is this the first time you ever heard of status due to the failure to meet the qualifying standards in past parades or make an appearance in past parades? Have the prodigal sons ever been relegated to observer status because of their inability to get to bay?
They're doing it now.
This time.
This time.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. We continue reading from the article. Six remaining that are currently in observer status. Division A, Music Makers Junkanoo Group, observer status. Prodigal Sons, observer status. Valley Boys, The Way Forward, Junkanoo Group, new group, observer status. And Genesis, Junkanoo, Genesis still in observer status?
Apparently so.
They on this list?
Let's go by the
and list. Genesis Junkanoo Organization. That's what they say. We continue. Division B, Body of Christ Junkanoo Group, Conquerors for Christ Junkanoo Organization, Fancy Dances Junkanoo Group, Immortals Junkanoo Group, Dynasty Junkanoo Group, Foundation Junkanoo Group, Observer Status, Z Bandits Junkanoo Group, and the New Vikings Junkanoo Group. We have observed that even if those remaining groups who have not confirmed their continued support for the JCNP are totaled, that number still does not add up to 19 groups. Accordingly, we respectfully invite you in good faith and provide us the names of the 19 groups that express their support for the NJC.
Only problem with this is the NJC, JCNP is no more. They don't have, the government have no reason to respond.
That's the only problem with this?
They have no reason to respond to them no more.
That's the only problem with this? Listen, I can need you to petition the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to find me another home, because after I finish reading this letter, they ain't going to let me be a Bahamian anymore. And I understand it. I half mad. I understand it. Y'all ain't going to want me to be a Bahamian anymore.
Continue reading.
Two, preservation of status quo. Even the decision announced by the ministry on the 1st of October 2025 is the fact that it is the complete opposite of the agreement in principle arrived at between the JCNP and the ministry on Tuesday, the 9th of September 2025. Mm-hmm. On that day, representatives of the JCNP attended a meeting with you at the office of the Prime Minister. At that meeting, you were joined by the Honorable L. Ryan Pinder, Attorney General and Minister of Legal Affairs of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Dame Anita Allen, DBE, former President of the Bahamas Court of Appeal, and representatives from the Office of the Attorney General. In that meeting, it was agreed in principle between the JCNP and the ministry that the JCNP would continue its organization, management, and administration of the 2025 Boxing Day Junkanoo Parade and 2026 New Year's Day Junkanoo Parade, including the promulgation and enforcement of all rules, regulations, and procedures for the said parades. It was also agreed that legal representatives from the JCNP would draft a memorandum of understanding to be signed by the JCNP and yourself on behalf of the ministry to enshrine our agreement in principle and to allay fears amongst the public about the stewardship of the upcoming parades. Let me stick a pin there for a minute. From the moment you continue to use the word Valley Boy where it's not supposed to be used.
Mm-hmm. By the JCNP, in one breath said they don't need the government, and the next breath said they waiting on the signed agreement.
And then the next breath say, y'all ain't gonna have no Junkanoo until the government rule.
Hold on, let's go on. Continue reading.
Well, maybe that was me breathing. Maybe that was in them. Remarkably, between the 9th of September 2025 and the 1st of October 2025, the ministry has somehow conducted an about-face from its previous mutually agreed position with the JCNP. Mm-hmm. Without any consultation with or notice to us. Disappointingly, the ministry did not even notify the JCNP of its decision prior to this press statement released to the public. Mm-hmm. It is the JCNP's position that the actions taken by the ministry were not only in breach of its agreement in principle, but in breach of its duty to act in good faith and contrary to any generally accepted practice of decency and respect.
Yes, harsh blows.
Is it really? Because sometimes when you throw your hand in the wind, it turns around and slaps you in the face. Mm-hmm. These could not be the same people who insist on using the name Valley Boy despite instructions from the courts,
right? We get to that.
Three, sponsorship agreements and loss damages suffered by JCNP. In addition to the above, I have been advised to inform you that the ministry's decision will result in certain loss and damage suffered by the JCNP and its title sponsors.
I mean, the title sponsors where the government has about 50%. The government is the title sponsor. Separate from what the government... See, I don't understand if they understand what they're saying.
You know the lyrics to O Canada?
No.
I gotta learn. I love this place, but I'm not sure if Bahamians...
Yeah, but finish reading.
In addition to the above, I have been advised to inform you that the ministry's decision will result in certain loss and damage suffered by the JCNP and its title sponsors. As you are aware, by a sponsorship agreement entered into on the 5th of May, 2022. Okay, I just want to stick a pin right here. How did this document enter the public domain?
Which document?
The one we're reading.
I don't know. They sent it to the government. And then the whole world had it.
Okay. Okay. As you are aware, by a sponsorship agreement entered into on the 5th of May, 2022, between Be Alive Limited, known as Alive, and the JCNP, the agreement, it was agreed that Alive and Cable Bahamas Limited would be the title sponsor for the annual Boxing Day Junkanoo Parade and New Year's Day Parade on the island of New Providence for a period of 5 years. In the agreement, the JCNP has granted Alive certain sponsorship rights and exclusivities during the parades. On Friday, the 3rd of October, 2025, in a meeting with RAI and its attorneys, the JCNP was advised that the ministry's decision is tantamount to a termination of the agreement.
You remember when the JCNP said the government has nothing to do with this? Now Alive saying the government has everything to do with this. If the government is not doing it, they cannot be involved with the JCNP. Read it again so we can understand what they're saying.
On Friday, the 3rd of October, 2025, in a meeting with representatives of Alive and its attorneys, the JCNP was advised that the ministry's decision is tantamount to a termination of the agreement, since the JCNP would no longer be able to provide certain sponsorship rights and exclusivities under the agreement. If the agreement were terminated, it would result in significant loss and damage. Specifically, we note that Alive has the following payments remaining under the agreement.
Remember, the JCNP again said the government has nothing to do with Junkanoo. It's them. Now we realize that it's government. And if a government isn't involved, nobody else is involved.
Additionally, by an event, the document then shares for year 2025, an October date and an amount owed or due, November date, an amount owed or due, and then we go into 2026 and there are four payments, mm-hmm. right? Total payments remaining under agreement, $355,000. Additionally, by an event partnership sponsorship agreement made in May 2025 between Commonwealth Brewery Limited, it was agreed that CBL would be exclusive alcohol beverage provider at the Boxing Day Junkanoo Parade and New Year's Day Junkanoo Parade for 4 years from April 2025 to April 2029. If the agreement with CBL were terminated due to the ministry's decision, significant loss and damage would be incurred based on the following remaining payments under this agreement.
Remember when we were arguing who is in control of Junkanoo? And we're now seeing who is his mandated. Clearly, it's not the JCNP. The government makes all of these things happen. But the JCNP apparently could not understand that. And now that the government has officially withdrawn, saying, okay, y'all do yours. Y'all go and do yours over there. We cool with y'all.
But here's my thing. Why are you counting 2026 and 2027 and 2028 eggs?
I just count my money all the time.
No, what I'm saying is they can't count the steps from the gate to Rawson Square.
Yeah, I accept that.
But you.
I understand.
You know, I have a megaphone.
Yeah, I know.
I have a megaphone.
Okay.
The JCNP has also spent a total of $57,000 to upgrade its scoring system in good faith and with a legitimate expectation that it would continue its management, administration, and organization of the upcoming parade. Simple. Sell it to the government.
There you go.
Government, buy it from them. We demand it.
Yeah, and then it's solved. You ain't got to worry about that.
Hold on. Unless it's not a good system. You know the way that y'all roll out the ticket sales system and then in 2 hours it don't work? Don't buy it if it's like that.
The next management group could buy it from them or rent it from them, whatever they want. But
yeah.
that's not a defense that they have to have Junkanoo now.
Against this background, I am advised and I verily believe that the JCNP would suffer at least the sum of $747,000 in losses and damages.
It's not for profit.
As a result of the decision taken by the ministry.
It's not for profit. They have to make no money.
Right, because the money goes back into the parade. So whoever's managing the parade, the money would go to them and then it would go into the... Yeah. What are you losing?
They lose no
and
money.
Hold on, can I come? Hold on, can I join? Is this the sort of thing that just we could join?
They lose no money. The point is they have no money to lose.
I am attractive. I have a megaphone.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me attractive. Because
mm-hmm.
F&M don't have a megaphone.
No, they don't have a megaphone.
Royal Bahamas Police Force don't have a megaphone.
Finish reading.
2025, 2026 Junkanoo Parades. As I indicated to you in my previous missive, for more than two decades, the JCNP has faithfully carried out its responsibilities regarding the annual Boxing Day and New Year's Day parades on the island of New Providence.
They had that privilege. They got to realize it's a privilege. The privilege got taken back, though. But it's a privilege.
Look where you gone. Because it says nothing about the quality of the service that was faithfully carried out.
Privilege that the government, clearly is the government who given them the privilege because they took it back.
We continue reading. We remain resolute in doing so to ensure that the parades are conducted with fairness, excellence, and in a manner befitting the Bahamian people.
Sound like they're begging now. Continue. Because I want to go to the callers.
In a manner befitting the Bahamian people. You mean for you all serious? They serious, you know.
They are serious. We continue to complain, but they still don't realize that we complain in every Junkanoo, that we got to wait.
No, that we have to wait, that there's urine everywhere. You can't figure out how to maintain a regular cleaning.
They improve every year, though, or try, or they make an attempt. But let's finish reading.
Yeah,
they call us. They
it
call
gets
us.
Tighter and tighter every year. The member group, okay, for all of the reasons noted above, the JCNP vehemently opposes the NJC's management, organization, and administration of the upcoming parades.
They all have opinions.
But they didn't offer one failure.
No.
They didn't offer an analysis of the NJC or show a lack of capacity.
No.
The most prominent thing in this letter is money.
Yeah. But the idea is the government already ruled.
The member groups has instructed me to advise, and I do.
Hold on. Who?
The member groups who continue to support the JCNP.
Has done what?
Has instructed me.
To do what?
Advise. And I do hereby advise that unless your ministry reverses its decision.
Hold on. What are they saying to my government?
Unless your ministry reverses its decision respecting the NJC. Within 7 days.
Within seven good days?
Your receipt of this letter.
That was Monday.
No, remember the U.S. say the mail ain't moving the way
it's
that's external. You sure it didn't go and come back in?
That was Monday. Go ahead.
Because this would have had to go out of the country to come back in.
Unless they do what? What could happen?
Okay.
What are they saying they can do?
The JCNP will begin to organize, administrate, and manage its own private Junkanoo parades to commemorate Boxing Day 2025 and New Year's Day 2026.
On who road?
Hold on, first of all, I thought they said that the other parades were private.
They can do their own private Junkanoo and show people.
So the other ones that you say that you've been completely in control of and the government don't have anything to do with were not private?
They're confusing us. But on who road?
Oh, no, I'm not confused. I have a megaphone.
I can pause your radio and can have these callers to join in, but don't lost where you did. Because they have some audacity that in four more days, because it's seven good days, they plan to withdraw their services and go on their private road or the private key. So I assume that they can pay for police, they can pay for lighting, they can pay for security.
Porta-potties.
I assume they plan to.
They can pave the surface so they don't break the wheels on the big, huge costumes.
See, I confuse. But the audacity. They sound like a threat. Start on 7 days. They can start their junk. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, Kermit. The first caller, please. Kermit, press up. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Speary and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once again, the government is dead wrong on this one.
We ain't talking about that. You keep that to yourself.
Look here.
I try to keep you here. You're my friend. I telling you what we ain't talking about. And then go forward. I'm giving you time.
The only point is, while you're saying the government controls Junkanoo.
Yes.
The Saxon, one family.
Can rush on Gladstone Road. Yes, we hear they can rush on Gladstone Road.
I bet you, 10 cents that they will pull a bigger crowd than the scrap faction that the government is controlling.
You go on the Gladstone Road and see there's no light there?
No, but my only point is, though.
No, I watch in December now. Huh? December soon will come, Clever.
Let me ask you a question. What happens if the person who owns the name The Saxons disagrees with the team that manages the group The Saxons?
You got to be definitely be called something else.
Because I have a name already waiting, the Anglo-Saxons. They could have it for free if they want it.
Yeah, but Aaron, my only point is though, if the Valley boys is having a problem,
Hold on, pause. No, let me respond to that. You absolutely no, Cleaver, you are absolutely right. If the Valley boys are having a problem, it shouldn't impact Junkanoo to this extent, which is why I asked the question, why couldn't the JCNP just follow the instructions of the court?
They said they ain't following the instructions of the court. We heard them saying that. Clever, let's stay focused now. Hold on, listen. I want you to comment on this. You say, Cecil, I'd go on the Gladstone Road to watch them. And that's all I want you to say.
Okay, then. I'm going to watch the world-famous Saxon, One Family, Roots, and all the major groups. If the government wants control, that small faction...
Nothing wrong with that. We are happy. The Bahamian people are happy with that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, the Bahamians are going to be happy with that.
Yes.
Yes. See, because they are Junkanoo, but then...
We are Junkanoo. The Bahamian people will be satisfied with...
I'm a fan of Junkanoo.
No, I'm a Junkanoo. You might be a fan.
I'm a Junkanoo.
But be it as it may, this right here isn't doing anything to move Junkanoo forward.
The JCNP needs to yield. Yes, we agree with you. The JCNP needs to yield. Now that we agreed on 100 accord... Let's move forward. Let's go to the next caller. Finally, you come short circle to say that JCNP is wrong. Why all of that? Why all that talking, man? We hear you. Yes, JCNP is wrong.
I don't even like the government.
That's what frustrates us.
But they have a responsibility to the Bahamian people.
And only one person can defend
the
Bahamian people.
It supersedes your personal relationships.
But we can see... What happens on Gladstone Road and what type of approval they can get and what all money they can spend. It might just be just a people's rush.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be no Junkanoo rush.
I don't even know if you can call it a...
need to stop pasting right now and just say we can do a people's rush.
No, I'll spend that energy paving Cyphers because you're going to need to pave Cyphers.
They don't even have no sponsors. You don't hear all the sponsors pull out? The sponsors was all dependent on government pushing
forward. Man, listen, I am as mad as all the other callers. From you appear to ignore a court order, all of us have to be mad.
The JCNP said they ain't worrying about a court order. They're a separate entity. Let's go to the next
one. What is the rule of law then?
Let's go to... The law is a part of the government. That's their problem. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Nuri.
Yes, sir.
And Ms. Green.
Morning.
How many registered groups are there?
There's only one register.
No, I'm talking about Saxons, Wally, Roots, One Family. They say it's about 23.
Yes.
They had 21. 19 and 2 is 21. If the rest of those who didn't vote come and vote for them too, they still can't beat the 19. 19 is more than whatever they get.
The JCNP saying that they don't count 19 that the government did.
Why they don't call 19 and all them get funds? Another thing, if they're not going to rush for the government, give the government back their seed money.
No group has gotten seed money as yet.
Well, tell the government they don't want the seed money.
They can say that.
Yeah.
Do you know that
give me a super wild you to manage. He can come in there anytime and tell me, we'll change this or change that. Rupert Roberts owned the super wild you. The government owned the Junkanoo. The government might have given them it to manage, yes. But if the government wants to do some adjustment and do some different things to it, the government has the right to do that. They don't own that. Government let them manage it. Yes, now government see where they're going and it fall or there's something that's going wrong. So you take it, Mr. Roberts gives me a store to manage. And he see the store going downhill.
But let me stop you there. Let me stop you there.
You should step in. And do some correction.
Let me stop you there and ask you, are you going to Gladstone Road?
No, I go to Bay Street.
What are you going to Bay Street for?
Whatever Junkanoo come.
Whatever Junkanoo come. You'll
now, if they go Gladstone Road, that is not Junkanoo. That's a parade. That is what I'll call a fun rush. Like Labor Day and Independence Day. That's what I'll have to be. Who can give them money for who win? They didn't get money from the pay who win.
So they ain't getting no money.
So they just can rush for the fun.
They can rush for fun.
Well, go then.
And then whoever win the Junkanoo Parade would go into the annals of history of they win the Junkanoo Parade. It ain't gonna be, because I wasn't there.
The first one, a non-paid Junkanoo Parade.
The other group, how much money the groups get when they win the under the old dispensation?
Well, I don't know right offhand. I wouldn't be able to tell you that.
I got you.
But I know they raised the seed money from $30,000 to $40,000 for the A groups and from $15,000 to $20,000 for the B groups.
That's seed money in
the A groups wouldn't want to go downtown. That's a lot of money government saves.
No, you're right. That's a lot of money that could be diverted to other programs.
Yes.
Let me move to this next caller, and so we continue reading the letter so we all hear exactly what the JCNP wrote to the government of the Bahamas. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Yes, good morning, CA. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir.
Is the JCNP, is that a private or public entity?
It's a private entity.
Is it?
Yes. I just found that out.
And so,
hold on, but see, when did it become a private entity?
Apparently, they had a non-binding contractual agreement with the government.
At what point?
At whatever point they say they have it.
So
I don't know.
See,
Aaron, let me just ask you my question for you. Were ever audited? Were the company's accounts ever audited?
Gomez and Co., located on Top of the Hill Blue Road there, they do the audits for them. I'm not sure. No one has seen the records, but someone audits their account.
And so, because, I mean, with all of these sponsorships, they were entered into by the JCNP, right?
It's a lot of money, yes.
And so the funds go directly to the JCNP.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what is the money used for?
We don't know.
And nobody in the groups, I mean, like everybody from the different groups don't give one.
Listen, they just won't watch. They just won't rush. They ain't care.
Uncle, this is the irony. This is the irony. They operate just like the government, but don't. And right, they operate just like the government. They have some sense of authorization that they could operate like that. They ignore the fact that everybody mad at the government for operating that way, and they're not even government.
You see, it comes down to the money. That's why they want run this thing.
We are
all
left
about
to speculate.
The Benjamins.
We are left to speculate.
But four more days before they decide to have their own Junkanoo parade, where they boycott the national parade and they rush someplace else. Four more days. I want to see what happens Monday and see if there are going to be any development and paving and any track. More days. I'm waiting.
And then the irony is, could anything you do be a success if you don't do it on B? Could any your own Junkanoo parade you hold be a success if you do not occupy Bay Street to do it?
Apparently, Bay Street is not important. We're going to take this quick commercial break. I see you call us. We're going to have Aaron read four more paragraphs and we can join, let you all join in again.
Can you
imagine? This is going to take a break right now. Guardian Radio AM. Quick break, four more paragraphs, and we go straight back to the callers again so they can engage.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Bigger, longer, wider, supersized on Guardian Radio, following the always heavy hitting, the eye-opener at 9 a.m. Stay tuned for the full size, the accredited from 10th year seniors at 11 a.m. Now for a full 2 hours. Then Tell It to Stanya at 1 p.m. is now even longer at 90 minutes. The big, all-new season of Our Blue Bahamas from Breathe is now at 2:30 p.m. And the happy hour with DeAndra Cartwright is smiling wide at its new time, 3 p.m. It's the new big Guardian Radio Saturdays on 96.9 FM or GuardianTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yeah. Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This October, let's come together for hope, support, and strength.
It's the Sister Sister Breast Cancer Support Group Dollar Day, happening Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on the grounds of the Nassau Guardian, Carter Street, Oaksfield.
And the best part? With just $1, you can help make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Every dollar counts towards awareness, education, and support for women battling this disease.
Come on out, drop a dollar, and stand with us for a cause that touches so many lives.
Join us on Friday, October 10 a.m., and let's turn every dollar into hope.
That's the Sister Sister Breast Cancer Dollar Day, proudly sponsored by The Guardian Media Group, Star 106.5, and The Guardian Radio 96.9.
Okay, welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We'll speed things up. Let Aaron read these four paragraphs. I'm glad you went to QC, Aaron. You all read well.
That's all it for.
Okay, so read these four paragraphs. I'm only joking. So we can embrace this next caller who is
reading. All right, so we continue. For all of the reasons noted above, the JCNP vehemently opposes the NJC's management, organization, and administration of the upcoming parades. The member groups who continue to support the JCNP has instructed me to advise, and I do hereby advise, that unless your ministry reverses its decision respecting the NJC within 7 days of your receipt of this letter, the JCNP will begin to organize, administrate, and manage its own private Junkanoo parades to commemorate Boxing Day 2025 and New Year's Day 2026. It is important to emphasize that this decision was not arrived at lightly. Our corporate sponsors have advised us that unless the ministry returns to the status quo, the only way of our sponsorship agreements is if we have our own private parades. Let's stick a pin. I think that's one way to say it. I'm not sure if that's all of the ways to say that. Mm-hmm. Moreover, as you are aware, the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas does not provide the JCNP with any funding towards our management, administration, and organization of Junkanoo parades in New Providence. The government only provides funding to the member groups of the JCNP to participate in the parades. If the premises in order for the JCNP to maintain its sponsorship and financial survival, the ministry's decision has forced us to have our own private parade. Stick a pin. So you telling me that the JCNP pays for the operation of the JCNP through the sponsorship it generates for the two parades?
And don't forget who is the major sponsor and how much percent the government owns of that major sponsor. The government provides even the sponsorship. It's like they're not paying attention.
Is that like you mad at the wife, but you going to go ask the husband for a favor?
Yeah, the audacity.
Mm-hmm.
And think the husband could say, yeah, I could do it. My wife ain't going to say nothing.
I'm not sure if that's the right analogy because I can't get married. Here we go. I trust that the JCNP's decision to have our own private parades will not be opposed by the ministry and or by extension the government. After all, as you stated during your press conference on Thursday the 2nd, of October 2025, quote, any Junkanoo groups that wish to have a private parade, quote, I mean, dot, 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 this is a free country. They can have a private parade, quotes.
But not on the public road. Once it's not on the public road.
I mean, you could get permission you could get permission to host the parade.
You remember how many streets the Junkanoo takes up? It ain't gonna be like one street, no. Anyway, let's go.
Bay Street. Shirley Street.
Yes, that's a whole roundabout. Go ahead.
In addition, the JCNP looks forward to working with the ministry as a respective, quote, Junkanoo stakeholder, close quotes, to ensure that we are able to produce safe, well-organized, and enjoyable private parades for Bahamians and visitors alike. To this end, I wish to have further discussions with regarding
seating, more discussion.
Security, and other arrangements we wish to make for our private parades. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Yours faithfully, Dion Miller, Chairman, Junkanoo Corporation, New Providence Limited.
You see the audacity? So they want now what talk about seating and security. How are they going to, who are going to sponsor that? They're going to hopefully pay for this with their own money. It's good to call it though. Because you can't expect the government to pay for a separate parade. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
See you, Nuri.
Go ahead.
Aaron Graham.
Good morning, sir.
excellent. I called to congratulate both you and CA Neary within their perfect, proper evaluation of that which you were just reading against the JCNB. They obviously somebody write that who will reread that and understand. See, me as the impartial judge, okay, you bring that to me. My first question to you is, despite all of what has been said, is I need to see your contract between you and the government. Mm-hmm. That's the first question I got as an impartial judge. Now, if you can't provide me with the contract, I throw any case up. Your case is being thrown up.
Well, we know in terms of
a lie, yes.
There's no contract.
Yeah, 50, pardon me?
There's no contract.
There's no contract. That's what the courts go on. That is what the minister said. That is what you are espousing. The minister said we have to make a decision based on law. Not how you feel. No emotion. Law. You don't provide your contract. You don't provide a proper name. I join the case out. Bring on the next talker.
Let me ask you a question before you go, because we have some more calls and we go to the sack, right? You think the government should also, if they have the next group name? JNCP?
The
NJC. And yeah, the new...
The National Junk Review Commission.
Okay. I always get mixed up with that.
Or committee.
Should they pay both the NJCP? I have so much different... The Junk Review...
The Bahamas National Junk Review Committee. Of or
new
Commission.
Versus the New Providence one.
Right. So there's JC, Junk Review Corporation, New Providence, and then... BNJC.
Pay both.
Junior.
The long and short.
You and CA Nuri, especially Ms. Green, I have great admiration for that woman. Mm-hmm. I got mine or this one. I says no. Because what we must establish, the JCMP is a private, like one of your earlier callers said, is a private management company brought on 21 years ago as a partner by the government of the Bahamas. So if they decide to do anything else contrary, whatever, and they could go private. But the one thing with those idiots ain't realizing is that to go where they want to go, the same government they kick in and punch it up, they got to go to them for their permits. Mm-hmm. They got to go with the permit for the permits.
My concern is that successive groups of Bahamians seem to be attempting to carve out spaces on this plantation or in this country to create plantations for themselves so they could be kings. See, for years, ordinary people have been saying to the government, hey, we have concerns about Junkanoo. The Junkanoo committee, the Junkanoo community does not care to listen to the voices of ordinary Bahamians. You know what the government say? No, man, everything cool. That's our people. We work on your behalf. Trust us. Everything is okay. And here we are, fast forward, the people them ignoring court orders, the people them ignoring the members of their own groups, the people them ignoring the rules of the parades, which is if you don't come to, well, I mean, maybe that wasn't a rule. Maybe y'all let people do that for decades. You don't actually have to come to Bay to get seed money next year.
Do you want to move another caller? Let me squeeze them in. Let me squeeze the next call in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Kermit, let's get this next caller. Let's get everyone to get a chance. Go ahead, caller. Where you go? I got to keep
sorry
talking to
caller.
Johnson, man.
Sorry about that,
caller. Yes, yes, yes. But go ahead, Aaron.
We have read the text. Read the text.
Go through the text. Oh, most of them was okay. Come Monday, decisions have to be made. Come Monday, the JCNP, they get a name now, will decide they're going to have a next Junkanoo parade separate. I'm not sure where they can have their junk parade. I keep on jesting and say you can be at Gladstone Road because that's where they have the property. They ask at the end of the letter, say, I hope government don't try stop them from renting bleachers, stop them from renting police officers and security. The bleachers are there for anyone to rent, but I know that the government is renting them first.
The staff association is doing what they want.
The staff association, they have nothing to do with the government. You go through the staff association and rent your police officers there. But it can't be given freely. The lighting... Or the extra lighting, you can't expect government to give you extra lighting for free. You rent those things. You get the money from the sponsors, and it just happens that your major sponsor, Alive, is also owned by the government, 100%.
I mean, people have tried it, you know. You think you ain't talking to me, but you could go ask my partner for a favor?
Yeah, the audacity, right? ZNS is 100% owned by government. Right? You need to start thinking. The people at the JCNP are not thinking.
Or at the very least, no, they are thinking. The question is, are they rooted properly? It appears to me that we don't understand the first and foremost is the preservation of this cultural art form and expression. It's historic, it's cultural. It is one of the most important collective experiences and expressions in our country. It appears as if people are thinking, but they're only thinking about money, privilege, and power.
This whole conversation we have started when we asked the question, who owns Junkanoo? And the Junkanoo say they own Junkanoo, forgetting that the Junkanoo belongs to the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Right? And that the national parade is for the benefit, the enjoyment for the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
And even broader than that, for the descendants of Africans who were forced here. This is their culture that has been passed down to us, and we have an obligation to them, to the past, to preserve it.
And the idea that you're trying to take it from the masses, to me, that's, there must be war. And this is where you have it now. We have war. Because you decided to say, I'm planning to take it from the masses and keep it for myself.
But before you start a war, you must learn how to plant food.
Yeah. Learn how to plant corn.
Make crepe paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pave road.
Yeah. 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 Especially when you got to come to the government and say, can I get discount here and there?
Can I rent police officers?
Can I rent the police officers at discount? The audacity. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. This is C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.